The Return of the King by Matt McBride.
Aroused from the deep, dreamless sleep of ages, I found myself astride a mighty warhorse in a wooded glade. Grasped firmly in my right gauntlet, a broadsword glinted silvery white in the moonlight. My ears pricked, as blood-curdling shrieks penetrated the steel of my bassinet helmet. The nightmarish keening was punctuated by the screams of dying men. Gathering my wits, I quickly checked my surroundings, and saw the figure of an old crone, leaning on a staff in the shadows. "Who are you?" I demanded. "No time for questions," she cried. "You alone hold the power to vanquish the demons." And then she struck the rump of my mount with her staff. As the warhorse reared and surged forward, I saw the glow from many fires burning deep in the forest. My armor turned to liquid gold in the amber light cast by smoldering undergrowth. Bursting into a clearing, I glimpsed the terrifying shape of a demonic beast, wreathed in smoke. I felt the blood course through my veins as battle fever gripped me. I dug my spurs into the stallion's flanks, and a long-forgotten war cry sprang from my lips. "For God and country," I bellowed. I recognized the monstrous creature laying waste to the forest as a griffin. Unarmored militiamen, clad only in flimsy garments, were attempting to slay the beast by pointing short staves that spat sparks and emitted a strident crack. Apart from setting innumerable small fires, their weapons were having little effect. The griffin's talons ripped and tore, and its cruel beak plunged time and again into unprotected flesh. Without pause, my warhorse swerved through the militia, knocking several aside as he galloped straight across the path of the advancing griffin. The gleaming broadsword seemed weightless as I swept its razor-sharp blade across the oblivious creature's throat. A great gout of dark blood erupted, and the griffin collapsed to the ground, its life force ebbing away. Hauling hard on the reins to stop the great charger, I wheeled him around. Several of the men were staring at me, open-mouthed and wide-eyed in terror. "Where is the creature's mate?" I yelled, knowing that griffins paired for life, and always stayed close together. Once pointed in the right direction by a dumbstruck youth, I spurred on through the trees, until I came across a scene of similar carnage. Alas, a closely packed group of assailants, attempting to kill the griffin with their useless noisy weapons, slowed my progress. The maddened brute had time to perceive my approach, and was ready to stab as soon as I was within range. Its huge beak crashed against my shoulder, and almost unseated me, but could not breach the tempered steel of my armor. I slashed at a raised claw, and drew a screech of pain, as a severed talon flew into the bushes. Distracted for a split second, the beast lowered its eagle-like head to inspect the injury, and, as if of its own volition, my sword whirled in the air, and sliced clean through its unguarded neck. As calm returned to the forest, I cantered back to the glade, intent on eliciting answers from the old crone. But she forestalled my questions. "Who I am matters not, Arthur," she said. "Know only that I am a scion of Merlin. And now I must return you and your great steed, Hengrion, to Avalon, to rest in peace. Until the next time Britain needs you. And the magic of Excalibur."